Welcome to CFRI Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
So let's get started. We're going to just, because there are so many things about this film that we could discuss, we're going to break it into about five different segments. We're going to start really at the macro level and talk about it, just to launch it, the film's impact on the general public. So as of last Monday, the film had earned over $26 million in U.S. markets and over $6 billion in foreign markets. It was the third most viewed film its first weekend out. Clearly, it's having a broad impact across for many people who may know nothing about CF. So I'm curious how people feel or what they believe the impact of this film will be upon specifically people who do not know anything about CF or did not know anything. So to launch the discussion, I'm going to turn to Jacob and let him speak, and then Mary will be monitoring the hands being raised. So, Jacob, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Very wonderful to be here. Appreciate the opportunity. I had no idea what the impact would be. I was very interested to see how people would respond to the film, both people like within my family who are aware of the disease and kind of aware of the things that I go through, as well as people completely outside of that. And so I know, like, leading up to the film, I was getting a bazillion messages all the time. Do you know there's a movie coming out about your disease? Have you heard about 5 Feet Apart? I said, yes, I've heard. What do you think about it? I said, I don't know. I haven't seen it. So I was really eager to see exactly, you know, what the film had to say and the kind of the response. And I think broadly, there's, I'm sure, different interpretations and people take what they want from the film, but it generates interest in the disease. I know I've had a number of conversations with people who, you know, I know kind of informally about some very intense topics. People asking me, how often I think about death, how often, you know, what about planning for my future? How do I do that? What is it like being in the hospital? It's generated questions. Mm-hmm. And I love questions because it gives us an opportunity in our community to share our story, to educate, and to kind of spread those issues and to kind of bring some real concrete details to kind of this Hollywood aspect of things. Mm-hmm. And so I was really happy at least the curiosity that the film brought to our community and the opportunity to really kind of fill in those kind of vague spots or some kind of misconceptions that the film created with testimony about, you know, how I have interacted with CF and my own personal story with it. Mm-hmm. So I was very happy overall with that impact.
Great. Mary. Has anybody raised their hand? There she is. Hi, Beth.
That's a little scary. I hurt my leg, so I'm kind of laying down. So don't get alarmed. I know some people may have seen I wrote a blog post for CF Roundtable that I think yesterday went out about how I love the movie. And as of yesterday, I'd seen it twice. I saw it again today, just since we were having this conversation, and also because I had one of my best friends who hadn't seen it, and I really wanted to go with her. So, I mean, just on educating people who don't know anything about CF, I think it's a terrific opportunity for us. And I think, you know, it's a movie, it's a fictional story. I think people know that not every single minute of the movie is going to be exactly the way every person with CF lives. But from my experience, and, you know, that's an experience, I'm 53 years old, so I definitely was in the hospital many times, many, many times in the 90s, many times. And I thought that it was a very accurate depiction of CF, and I thought it was just a beautiful story about friendship, you know, for everyone to see, and a beautiful story about people with CF reaching out to each other and caring about each other, and the impact of, you know, one of the characters caring for another character, and how that really made him, I think, do be more compliant, should do treatments. And so I think overall, it's a great thing for our community. And I think it might scare some people because it shows people who are sick. I think I talked to Siri about this, and I think it's sort of your second question, but I'll say it now, which is that, you know, often I think recently in the past few years in our community, there are a lot of stories of people who are running marathons and climbing mountains and going to medical school and going to law school. And I think that stories about people who are sick and how they are navigating their disease are much less prominent. And I feel like a lot of people who are facing a lot of challenges from CF feel forgotten, and they feel like that the community doesn't care about their stories. And I think we need to really, you know, make sure that everyone in our community, that all of our stories are heard. We're all worth a lot, regardless of how many health challenges we have. And so I think, you know, if the only thing the movie does is say, hey, we need to also tell the story of people with CF who aren't, you know, very healthy because they're on a modulator, or who aren't running marathons, I think that's so important for us to really accept everyone into our community and give everybody worth and tell everyone's story.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth. Mary, is there anybody else who has a hand raised?
I agree with Beth. Like, I think that the movie was obviously had its factual inaccuracies and stuff like that.
We'll get to that.
Overall, I think that the movie does have a positive impact. It's funny, when I was in the theater, are we allowed to talk about, like, spoilers in the movie or no?
I think that pretty much everybody who's logged in here has seen this movie. Okay. And if you haven't seen it, just log off now.
Spoiler alert.
Because we're going to be talking about it.
So at the one point in the movie where Stella is, like, not breathing, and Will has to give her, like, mouth-to-mouth, for me, it was interesting to hear the reactions from the crowd, like the other people in the theater, who were like screaming, no, don't do it, you're gonna kill her, like, don't do it, don't do it. I was like, oh, okay. So for me, I found that to be, interesting, right? So, like, as a CF patient, I'm like, yeah, you can give her sepatia, like, that's bad. But to hear that the audience actually, like, understood that was, like, really interesting. Like, I felt like, oh, wow, like, they're actually invested in not just this love story, but, like, the actual repercussions of this illness and the impact it will have on this young woman. So I found that to be, like, very intriguing. Like, I was, like, taken back by it. I was like, oh, we're vocal. Oh, okay. They're actually, like, understanding it and not just viewing it as this, you know, teenage love story and that's, you know, fictional, which, I mean, in my head, like, it is, but... Now, I was on the opposite end. I was like, she's going to die. Just do it, dude. Like, come on. And the audience was more so like, don't do that. So I found that to be interesting. I think that that plays into the fact that, like, you know, while there are some things that maybe as CF patients we are more critical of or more aware of, the general idea of the movie and the disease, like, the people in the audience, who were all teenagers, by the way, actually seem to understand that. I found that, like, refreshing, yeah. And as a positive thing, so that they actually are caring enough to be educated about the illness and not just this story that's playing out on the screen.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of my hope, obviously, I for people who don't know me, I have a daughter who has CF, who's 24, but also as the director of CFRI, I mean, I'm really hoping that now when we're doing appeals for fundraising, that people can identify, they have a picture of what this disease is about and what they're supporting and why we would be asking for support, because clearly there's a long way to go. So that's, you know, my personal right. vested interest in hoping that awareness has been spread. And, you know, we are a rare disease, and it is pretty, to me, remarkable that this Hollywood film, you know, has the third highest viewership in its first weekend out about our disease, that it's out there. And I agree. I think that, yes, we will drill down into the things that drove us a little crazy, but big picture macro level, what a gift to, yeah. to share the word.
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of the work we do, like when we're in the legislature, so I'm a legislative associate here at CFRI. And so we're constantly, you know, working to educate and bring awareness to these policymakers. And so it is so nice to have this additional tool in our belt to kind of point to and say, you know, when you're thinking about passing these different legislations that directly affect our community, you know, this is what it looks like. This is what we're dealing with every day. And it can be hard, because that's really the people that we're trying to help, and it's really hard to get the Stellas of the cystic fibrosis community into the legislature, right?
Right.
And so how do you create this? I'm not exactly the best picture when it comes to CF in terms of, well, you guys look healthy. Things look right. fine. Why do you need more help? Mm-hmm. And it's because there's still this large part of our community that needs our help and needs that support. And so it is so nice to have, you know, the movie here to kind of point to that and really paint mm-hmm. that picture for policymakers and those kind of making those decisions.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Hello, Kyle?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hey. Hi.
I really like the point that you said something about, like, having something to point to is really important, because I'm actually out in Hollywood now. I know Justin Baldoni. I know Farhad at Wayfarer. And I know how hard it is to get a film like this made. This is not a film, I mean, it was third in its opening weekend, which is actually not that great in terms of Hollywood box office.
Don't burst my bubble.
I mean, and I don't, you know, I'm just saying this is clearly, I can tell, knowing, having talked to Justin, that this is a passion project. This is something, and, I've been pitching projects about terminal illness, things like that, and every time, you know, they ask me, what is CF? I don't understand what that is. I don't know anything about it. And then I have to, in like a minute, try and explain what CF is, how hard it's been in my life, you know, the years of hospitalizations, the transplants, that sort of thing. And they just don't, it doesn't register. So now being able to say, oh, go see 5 feet apart, You'll have a bit of a conception of what that is like now. You can point to it and people will go, oh, okay. And then they'll ask questions. Then they'll want to know more. Mm-hmm. And I think that's incredibly important, not just for people with CF, but for disabled people in general, to have these stories told, because Hollywood is not wanting to tell these stories. And so I think this is a great thing.
Fantastic. Thanks for sharing. Anybody else, Mary? I think we have time for one more comment before we move to the next.
Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. Hi, Elise.
Okay. Hi. Hi, Sherry. Hi, everybody. I see a lot of familiar faces. I have two comments about the film that was really interesting. I went with two very dear friends who I really thought they understood my life living with CF, and they came out of their wheel. They could hardly speak. They said that we finally really have an insight into what your life has been, which surprised me, because I felt as if they did kind of, not to say gloss over, the intensity of hospital stays, we all know, is very structured. The thing that was never shown was doctors coming in, or nurses, or respiratory therapists, which I think probably could have been incorporated in a Hollywood fashion. The item that they did do a really good job on, which is, I think we all feel that the hospital staff becomes a part of our extended family because we're there so often. And that relationship between the nurse, who I can't remember.
Barb.
And her patients was so touching, because I think we've all felt that at lots of times with our space, I always joke that I go to Stanford, it's my home away from home, and that's my art and my multiple bathrooms and everything else. That the when I had commented to people about the CF world is really, I may not know you, but I love you. We're like extended family because we share this very unique struggle. And I think the camaraderie between Stella and Will with her, you know, peer-to-peer mentoring him and then the nurse, I think that was shown in a very beautiful way to make the film quite special.
Thank you.